So what can you tell us about your game that you guys have developed here today?
パンキリについて何か教えてもらえますか？どういうゲームですか？
パンキリについて、日本で大人気だったシミュレーション RPG、日本で初のモバイルゲームのシミュレーション RPG の海外で
海外展開
してきた、なんだ、すごい今までにない、モバイルゲームでのシミュレーション RPG になってると思うよ。
So this is a very popular Japanese simulation RPG game that we brought globally. Pretty much the design of the game, for example, is, we very much kept in mind that this is going on a smartphone or tablet device.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a new and unique type of RPG game because it's very different from all the RPG games that are out there right now. And so, And that, again, not only just comes from the technology perspective of supporting the smart devices, but also just the way that there's a super in-depth story, for example, super high-quality artwork, and a lot of time and care were taken into the character and story creation of the game.
We just had a chance to demo the game, and it was absolutely beautiful, and I can't Thank wait you. To actually... It was amazing. I can't actually wait, because I want to get it now. It's amazing. What can you tell us about maybe the premise of the story revolved around it?
先ほどデモで拝見させていただいたんですけれども、すごい綺麗なゲームですね。画像とかが。で、ゲームをダウンロードする話をしてます。で、ストーリー、ゲームのストーリーについて何か教えてもらえますでしょうか？
ストーリー
はどうやってこの出来上がったんですか？ゲームのストーリーがどういうふうに出来上がった、どういうふうに生まれたのか。
日本版からの話していいのかね。
だよね。
日本版ではそもそも2年前にゲームをリリースしていて、で、天井世界と地上世界という2つの世界がありましたと。
So the game version was released in Japan, obviously, as we mentioned earlier. It was released 2 years ago in Japan. And there's two worlds actually. There's the world above and then like the world below.
で、そこで登場してくるキャラクターは全て女性のキャラクターだけだったんですね。
So originally in the game, that the story that was released in Japan, it was all female characters. The heroes or heroines, I guess you could say, that you play with, that you battle with in the game, are all female characters.
で、今年なんですけど、日本版の方で、その今もともと女の子しかで、なぜ女の子しか戦えなくなってしまったのかっていう前日談を描いた地上編っていうのを、男が登場する地上編っていうのを新しく日本版の方で、ストーリーを作りました。
So, we released a major update earlier this year in Japan, which kind of takes you back to the prologue of this, the entire story, and reveals why, and takes you through the story of why the game, or the story, I guess you'd say, or the world that this game takes place in, ended up with only female characters. So, before, you know, the world just became with female fighters, there were actually male fighters, as you can see, we have male characters. So that big update release in Japan that happened kind of brings you to that part of the story, which was then also incorporated into the English global version we released. So from the global perspective, you get to basically experience the game from the very, very, very beginning where it's like the male characters, and you get to see the story from like the beginning where it started with the male and the female characters, and how, and you follow that story, and then you end up with just the female.Combination, end of story would be right around there.
そこの物語がこの今回の海外版のストーリーにもなってるし、で、今日の夜に流す、アニメーション、日本のアニメーションプロダクション IG で、スペシャルアニメ映画を作ったんだけれども、それの内容もその前日談と一緒のものになってるから、ぜひ見てみてね。
And then also, as Kate may have mentioned to you guys, we have an event tonightAnd part of the event, we're going to be showing a short film animation that we made, and it was already shown in Japan, but it's the first time we're showing in the West.
Okay.
Coupled with the story that we introduced of like how this world ended up being just female characters or the female fighters, we made that part of the story, so you know, the start of everything, into that short film animation. So if you guys have time, please come and check it out tonight.
Definitely. Of course. Awesome. What do you guys hope to get out of Anime Expo this year?
今年のアニメエクスポを出展して何が 得たいと思いますか？何が得られると思いますか？
What do you hope to take back with you experience wise or part of a Western culture?
海外の皆さんにもこのファントム・オブ・キルの世界観だったりとか素晴らしさを知ってもらうためにこの VR だったりとかっていうのも大々的にやって、まあ、リアルにこの VR っていうのはその世界観ファントム・オブ・キルの世界観を体験できるものでもあるからそれでこうよりなんだろう作品のうーん僕らの世界の感をより深く知ってもらおうと思ってやっていて、まあ、なんか反応も見てみて、まあ、喜んでもらえてるんじゃないかなっていうふうに思ってます。
So as opposed to something that we'd want to take back with us, well there is definitely something we want to take back with us, but it's for us being here, it's more about showcasing this new product we just launched. We want everyone to know Phantom of the Kill, the game, the product, through very various mediums, which is why we brought the VR experience, for example, which is why we're having the event tonight and doing the short film animation. Obviously, we have the game demo tablets as well. And so through these various mediums that we've brought here this year, we're hoping that people get excited, you know, check out the game, check out the world in the VR experience, and really get to know the characters, the game, the story, and hopefully they will want to play and continue to start playing and then continue playing the game.
Right.
And of course, for us, what we would take back with that is, you know, gauging everyone's reactions. Obviously, we've seen all day long people experiencing VR. It seems like everyone's totally enjoyed it. You know, we're taking surveys, for example, game demos, and hopefully we'll get additional feedback from that, for example. And again, at the event tonight, you know, the capacity is 3,500, so hopefully we'll gain a lot of reactions from that we can bring back to the team in Japan and say, hey, you know, totally, you know, crushed it. Everyone was totally excited about the game. You know, I think this will be a success. And those are the kind of things we'd want to gain out of it and bring back. But again, the focus isn't really about us bringing back stuff or, you know, gaining something. It's really to, like, say to everyone, here we are. Please come check us out. Please download our game. Please check out our game.
So now, the reception... Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
If the reception is really good, do you guys plan on doing, like, a second one?
A second
game of, like, this one? Like, a part two or...
A part two of this game?
Yes.
Okay. もしこのファンキルのタイトルがうまく海外で売れたとしたらファンキルパート2的なゲームはリリースされる予定とか何かありますですかね？
まあファントム・オブ・キルの2というよりもこれはソーシャルゲームだからまだその物語的にも描ききってないところが、まあ、ストーリーもまだ全部公開してるわけでもないしだからもう人気が出れば出るほど
ストーリー足していく感じになりますよね。
そう一旦この世界観を描き切ろうとしてるんだけどもこの描き切った後にまたさらに次の展開っていうのはそのゲームの中でかもしれないしそれ以外のところかもしれないしそれこそ、ね、アニメかもしれないし映画かもしれないしいろいろな形でこの作品を通して作品初のいろいろな展開をしていこうとは思っているしそういうふうにしてきたのが今回の VR であり、アニメの映画であり、まあ、今回のゲームもそうだしだこれの作品で、ね、クールジャパンを感じたし
So we haven't really thought about a part 2 just yet because actually you know, even in the Japan version and of course similarly in the US version or the Western version because we just released the game there's still a lot of the story we haven't put into the game yet so there's so much more content still coming and of course as the game gains popularity and acceptance and you know what gets widely known we are thinking creatively which is why for example we were able to create this VR experience the animation film so once you know we get all the content out I think it really depends on where technology is where the market and the appetite is at that time but of course as we've already brought examples of animation or the VR we may you know provide additional experiences as suchBut, you know, we'd like for you guys to keep tabs on us and look forward to what may come in the future for the product. And, of course, the other thing we want to bring from Japan to the Western markets is, you know, the cool pop culture that Japan has to offer and really get that spread out to the Western markets and the audiences.
Now, obviously, we are at Anime Expo. How would you feel if this maybe were to get picked up for a manga or an anime series?
Ma.今回はアニメエクスポということもありますがこのファントム・キルのタイトルが今後誰かに 漫画にしてもしたいとかオファーが来たり、アニメーションにしたいっていうオファーがあった場合はどう受け止めますか？
Welcome. He would love the opportunity to have this become a spin-off manga or animation. We'd love to work closely with that team as well, whoever that may be.
Awesome. Well, I think that's about it. Thank you guys for joining us and allowing us to demo your booth. And it's beautiful. I love the characters. I love the art.
The artwork
and it was
is
really fun.
Thank
it's beautiful. Yeah.
It's all him.
It's beautiful.
Thank
you're
you.
Very
you're
beautiful.
You're
welcome.
今日は取材ありがとうございました。
Thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.